Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to be here. Remember, this program is always about turning your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. It's about getting the support you need, and it's about making your dreams come true. I've been doing this for 25 years, and, you know, when I first started, people said, oh, people don't want to hear all this positive stuff. You know, negative sensationalism is what sells. And it did in those days, and now people want hope. They want answers. This show is practical. It's not about Pollyanna. It's not pie in the sky. It's about real issues and real solutions. And it's about really breaking through the obstacles so that you can have the life you want. And I've done thousands of these interviews, so I can tell you folks that you too can make the dream happen in the way that you want it to. We all have different dreams and different aspirations on different levels. And it's about you finding that inner fulfillment and then manifesting that into the outer fulfillment. This is a specially pre-recorded program for you today. You won't be calling in. We have on a really very special guest. We're talking about consciousness, about wellness, about being healthier, about being happier in many different areas, whether it's relationships or whether it's our health or whether it's balance or success or spiritual or causes. That's what we're talking about today. And here's my question. What do you get when you combine the daughter of wellness guru Deepak Chopra and a former Yahoo executive? Well, you get an incredible website called intent.com, I-N-T-E-N-T.com. This is a premier wellness site and social network that features the best of web content, blogs, and a supportive online community for personal, social, and global wellness. And this was co-founded by Malika Chopra, who is Deepak Chopra's daughter, and former executive from Yahoo, executive Sal Taylor Kidd. And this really aims to be the most trusted and comprehensive wellness destination so that if you need information, it is there. And this community has supported amazing people who are on the website, such as Dr. Larry Dossey, Olivia Newton-John, Russell Simons, George Cruz, the best of the best in so many areas, including health and relationships. My guest today is co-founder Malika Chopra. Welcome, Malika.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, now tell us, what was your inspiration for launching this new website?
You know, I have been thinking about it for a long time. I grew up, obviously, my father being Deepak Chopra. I was very fortunate. I grew up meeting always interesting people, authors, celebrities, politicians, leading thinkers from around the world were the people that we met at home all the time. And so I think, one, my brother and I were very fortunate to have this exposure, and really a global exposure, because it was people from all over the world. So really, I think part of my goal was to say, you know, how do we just bring these amazing people to you know, to the world in a more efficient way, because often they're creating such incredible work, or you don't know about the kind of other work that they're doing. So how do we create a platform where really it becomes easier to find them? So I think that was really kind of the basis of starting to think about what we could do. And online, of course, the new media provides such an opportunity to, one, reach a global audience, but also create more efficiency. So, you know, we know that people are always searching for ways to improve their life, and much of that content is out there already, because, you know, these are age-old wisdoms that have been around for centuries often.
So you're bringing it to one place. You're bringing it to the site.
To one place. Likewise, there are great sites already that are creating great programs. There's great media personalities like yourself who have spent years and years working in this space, and our idea is to bring everyone together, and people can kind of go down their path.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, how would you say you're following in your dad's footsteps as the next generation? How do you see this generation different, Malika, from your dad's generation?
You know, when my father started the work that he did, he was really a renegade in many ways. In fact, when I invited Larry Dossey to be one of our bloggers, he wrote back saying, you know, when your dad and I started, words like consciousness were four-letter words. And so they really were the pioneers. You know, my father, when he started, nobody even knew what Ayurveda was.
Yes, I know this well.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, obviously that generation is the generation that really built the stepping stones. But what we see today is wellness, and we define it as wellness, but as personal, social, global, and spiritual wellness. It's mainstream. I mean, you know, nobody questions this anymore. Being socially responsible, trying to live a green life, connecting with spirit, yoga, et cetera, you know, you have...
It's now mainstream.
It's a totally mainstream. So it's a different time and a different generation. And, you know, I think I obviously am very fortunate that I can launch from a place where I have this close group that's aligned with us.
Do you think, Malika, that your generation is less susceptible to what, I mean, more in your dad's generation of, you know, there was a lot of mistrust. I mean, be careful about what you choose, be careful about your relationships, be careful about your business partnerships because you could get hurt. I mean, there was a lot of that, a lot of one-upsmanship. Now, of course, we still have that, but I think what Intent.com is trying to do, and socially conscious networks are saying, we don't have to be fighting with each other. We can work together toward connection and community. We don't have to compete. What do you think?
No, absolutely. I think when we started Intent, our idea was let's bring together the best voices from around the world and the best sites from around the world and bring them together. And, you know, again, our goal is to kind of figure out win-win collaborative situations. We don't really see anybody as competitive per se, but really collaborative. And I do think that the world in general, this world and people in that world have really evolved to that. So, you know, on our site, we're featuring BeliefNet and Daily Om and all of these other wonderful companies and sites, care2.org, etc. We're featuring them and their content, and they're featuring us and our content, so it's all collaborative.
Yes, which really makes a huge difference. You know, I want to ask you something because it's very current, and I was looking at your blogs, and I saw the blog by the person from Slumdog Millionaire, Danny. What's his last name?
From who? I'm sorry.
A Slumdog Millionaire movie.
Yes, Danny Boyle, who did Slumdog Millionaire.
Danny Doyle, yes. And, you know, I remember, I want to talk to you about that because I have an important question. It just walked away with several Golden Globes. It was an amazing movie. And I have to share something personal about this for me, that actually when I was looking at Spiritual Cinema's website and read Steve Simon, who's the founder, read his comment was the same as my feeling, which was that it's an amazing story of strength and perseverance and courage and hope and love. But the first half an hour was so violent that I have to tell you, Malika, I almost left. And he had written that in the blog, Steve Simon, that it was, I sat through it, and then when I could get through that, I could get to the really beautiful parts. But it was painful for me to watch that kind of piece of violence. And I'd love your comment on that, particularly where, you know, Intent is a socially responsible network and we're talking about world peace. And I'd like your comment.
So we believe, and I know my father believes this as well, very strongly, that being part of a socially responsible company, a socially responsible world, does not mean only focusing always on the positive. But it's also being very realistic about the world. So it's embracing suffering. It's embracing and recognizing your own pain as well as society's pains. And through that embracing, you know, really doing deep, real healing. You've talked about people like Debbie Ford being on your show as well.
Yes.
And you know, Debbie is all about embracing the shadow.
Yes.
So for me, you know, what we saw in Slumdog Millionaire, one is real. Those children are the children that I see outside our house in New Delhi on the streets. And, you know, this is very real. This is not fiction that Danny Boyle is showing in that film. This is the reality of what children are going through in the world, not only in India, but in other countries as well. So, you know, I strongly believe we cannot just focus on, you know, all the love and the positive aspects, but we also have to recognize, you know, the pain that is in the world, and as a society, and that's been our goal at Intent, is that it's not just personal and, you know, our personal healing, but like for real healing and wholeness, it incorporates human rights, social rights, it incorporates a healthy planet.
Yeah.
And we have to first address problems. So you know,
I understand that certainly on a cognitive level. I think you know, the aspect with children and watching some of the torture was difficult, and I do hear your point, but I really want you to bring it up because I think that it's something that, you know, this movie also may receive Oscars, and it was certainly profound, but there is that piece that sets you back a little bit.
Well, I think, you know, again, at the end of the day, it's a movie, and a movie is about good storytelling, and a movie is about stirring your emotions. And so I think, again, and, you know, it is hard to watch those scenes in the movie, but it's absolutely real. I mean, they literally, these children are outside in
yes.
wealthy neighborhoods in
yes.
big cities all over the world. And so we cannot deny that reality.
I agree. And it also, one thing it does, it one thing that kept coming through my mind at the end was the phrase, you know, go for the grace of God, go I, meaning that could have been us. I mean, you know, we weren't born that way. What if we were? We could have been one of those children. So, you know, really, really looking at what our blessings are.
Well, and I think, you know, it's been interesting for me, and that's why we've actually at Intent spent a lot of time blogging about Slumdog Millionaire, because obviously we have a unique perspective on that part of the world. And, you know,
yes.
My latest blog was on the street children of India, and the fact that, you know, these kids do exist. There are organizations that are out there that are helping these organizations. So, again, my latest blog was about an organization, an amazing woman who's doing work with these slum children in a very grassroots way. And again, it's been very enlightening to me to realize that, you know, for us, this is India, and this is part of India, which is a growing and amazing country that has extreme wealth and extreme poverty. Mm-hmm. But it's important for the world to also recognize that, you know, not just India, but all over the world, children are suffering, and we as a society are really, I believe, responsible for uplifting them.
All right, and on that note, we are going to take a break. My guest today is the very inspirational Malika Chopra, who is the daughter of Deepak Chopra, and she co-founded with former Yahoo executive Sal Taylor Kidd an amazing website, which is a social wellness, social network and premier wellness site called Intent.com. INTENT.com, which features the best of web content, blogs, and a supportive online community for personal, social, and global wellness. And certainly you can log on to intent.com to hear more and to contribute. And there are sections on this website in many areas, from success to relationships to health to balance, causes, planet, the spirit. And you can log on and sign in and create an account and become part of this amazing socially conscious network. Okay, and folks, you can log on to my website as well, which is patriciaraskin.com or raskinresources.com. Both will get you to the same place. And I have many blogs and a newsletter. I'd love you to be part of it. I have several radio programs, and I certainly would love to hear from you, patricia@patriciaraskin.com or patricia@raskinresources.com. We are talking to, again, Malika Chopra, who is the co-founder of Intent.com. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to a specially pre-recorded segment or program of Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.